Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 5 in our seeking His plans and purposes for our life. We need to confront unbelief and doubt regarding our circumstances. Mark 11:12-14, this is regarding the fig tree that Yeshua cursed. The next day when he had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he would find any fruit on it. When he came up to it, he found nothing except leaves, because it wasn't the season for figs. And he said, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples were listening. This is the Jewish New Testament commentary regarding this verse. If Yeshua's cursing and drying up of the fig tree had been a petulant reaction to disappointment because he couldn't satisfy his hunger, it would be unworthy of anyone, let alone the Messiah. But Yeshua is making a point by means of prophetic drama or acting out a parable. Even out of season, a fig tree in leaf, it must have been in leaf to be seen in the distance, holds forth the promise of fruit. The normal early season for figs in Israel is June, but the early unripe fruit begins to show itself even more even before the spring leaves appear on the branches, often before Passover. We know that Yeshua expects God's people to put forth the fruit of righteousness, and that unproductive branches are thrown in the fire. Thus, the drying up of the fig tree is an acted out warning, in keeping with Proverbs 27:18. He who tends a fig tree will eat his fruit, and he who serves his master will be honored. Yeshua here is teaching that his followers what it means to serve their master, God, or Yahweh. It means simply to have the kind of trust that comes from God, and that they will wither away if they don't. Yeshua acts from neither acts from pique or personal need, nor performs arbitrary miracles like a magician. Every one of his supernatural acts has a spiritual significance. So we go on to Mark 11:22, and Yeshua replying to them says, "Have faith in God." So here is where it starts. In order for us to bear fruit, we have to have faith in Him. We have to have faith that if He has given us an assignment to do, that He will make sure that we are given everything we need to fulfill that assignment. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Just want to go over there. I'm using the ESOR to get to the scriptures quicker. Early in the morning they arose and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Adonai your God, and you will be confirmed. Trust in his prophets, and you will succeed." After consulting with the people, he appointed singers to Adonai, praising the splendor of his holiness. As they went out before the army, saying, "Praise Adonai, for his mercy endures forever." And then we'll go to Psalm 62, verse 8. "On God, my salvation and my glory is the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God." The Amplified says, "Trust in, lean on, rely on, and have confidence in Him at all times." This is actually, the verses are different order from the Jewish order and the Christian order. So actually I'm going to start with verse 7 and 8. "With God rests my salvation and my glory. He is my rock of unyielding strength and impenetrable hardness, and my refuge is in God. Trust in, lean on, rely on, and have confidence in Him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us, a fortress and a high tower. Selah, pause and calmly think of that." John 14:1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me." That is the, again, amplified version, which I like to use during my devotional times as well. But I'll also use New American Standard Bible and the Tree of Life for the Complete Jewish Bible. Verse 23, truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes in what he says, it will take place, it will be done for him. Our enemy is a battle that we have with doubt. Again, the enemy's mode of operation, back to Bereshit, Genesis 3:1, he has enchained. In Genesis 3:1, the Tree of Life version, but the serpent was shrewder than any animal in the field that Adonai Elohim made. So it said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from all the trees of the garden? So what does he want to do? He wants to put seeds of doubt by making you doubt what God said and what he promised and what he told you. Again, did God really say? And our answer back to him is to speak forth the word just as Yeshua did. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Let's begin with verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful through God for the tearing down of strongholds. And we are tearing down false arguments and every high-minded thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Messiah. So we have to take those thoughts captive, and we have to be focused on his promises and what he has told us, and not the lies of the enemy. Do not entertain thoughts of doubt. Meditate on his truth. James 1:5-6. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So in order to receive from him, we have to, again, cast down those thoughts and imaginations and anything that would cause us to doubt that God's word is true. And as we, again, meditate on his word, we get it into our heart. And the result is that he believes what he says will take place and it will be done for him. Verse 24, for this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. And of course, whatever we ask in prayer has to be in line with his word. We can't ask for things that are outside his word. Verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings, and let them drop. And some additional words from our Master Yeshua, Matthew 17:20. And he said to them, because you trust so little, amen, I tell you that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Matthew 21:21. Yeshua answered them, amen, and I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. Then the Lord said, if you have faith again, like a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Again, the mustard seed was the smallest, the tiniest of all seeds, yet when it is planted, it brings forth a huge tree, a huge strong tree. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 4, actually verse 3. Trust in Adonai and do good. Dwell in the land, feed on faithfulness. Delight yourself in Adonai, and he will give you the request of your heart. Commit your way to Adonai, trust in him, and he will do it. Verse 7, be still before Adonai and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over one prospering in his way, over one carrying out wicked schemes. Put away anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to doing evil. Again, we need to rebuke, cast down all doubt and unbelief, and stand on his word for everything that we are going through, whether it be sickness, lack of finances, struggles, family, marriage, whatever it is. We know that the Father is there to bring us through it all. The verses above are Yeshua's promises that the mountains in your life can be removed, but you need to believe in your heart and speak in agreement with his word and his will, and also be walking in obedience to his will and to his word. We're living in a time where we need to get into alignment with what he has called each of us to do. When each of us are not doing what he has called us to do or making excuses, then his body, the work for the kingdom suffers. And we're living in a time where we need to all put our hands to the plow, not look back, and keep going forward, and be determined that we will be obedient to what he has called us to do in the days ahead, whatever it is. Whatever God has called you to do, whatever gift he has put within you, whatever calling he has put within you, it could be music, it could be writing, it could be teaching, running a business, in the medical field, science field, whatever it is, that is our vineyard. That is where he has placed us. We need to find out, take hold of those gifts that are within us and go forward so his kingdom can go forward. Again, we need to stop looking at what others are doing, and we need to take hold of what his plan and purpose is. We want to take hold of what his thoughts are and get in line with his plans. Then we will succeed. As we put his word in our heart, speak it forth out of our mouth, and then put actions to those words as well. Because Yaakov says, faith without works is dead. They go hand in hand. Again, these are the words of Yeshua. He said to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, now this is him speaking to you directly, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes what he says will take place, and it will be done for him. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. And again, we need to walk in forgiveness as well, because forgiveness will hinder our walk, it'll hinder our prayers, it'll hinder our anointing. So we need to let go of any unforgiveness towards anyone. Let it go and let it drop. Again, the verses above are Yeshua's promises to us. And Yeshua cannot lie. He only speaks the truth, and he only speaks what the Father tells him to speak. So these are words from the Father as well. Again, we need to battle over the doubt that tries to bombard our head, because that doubt is from HaSatan to keep us from doing what God has called us to do. We need to meditate on his truth and speak forth his truth and act on his truth. Heavenly Father, I just thank you in the name of Yeshua that in the times we are living in, Father, we ask you to increase our faith. Father, we ask you to help us to mount up with wings as eagles, Father, to mount up above the circumstances that are going on in our life. Help us to clearly see the vision, the assignment you have given us. And then help us to diligently pursue it, Father. Diligently be faithful, Father, to do what you have called us to do, Father. And that we are not out there to please men, but we are out there to please you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.